As the United States celebrates its 250th anniversary, Independence Day takes on a special meaning. July 4th is always a day to remember the birth of our nation, but this milestone invites us to think more deeply about liberty, sacrifice, responsibility, and gratitude. In the Declaration of Independence, our founders wrote that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those words helped shape a nation. They reminded the world that freedom is not merely a gift from government, but a blessing that comes from God. The Declaration also speaks of being released from political bondage. The colonies declared themselves free and independent states, no longer under the rule of a distant king. That kind of liberty was costly. It required courage, sacrifice, hardship, and bloodshed. We should never take it lightly. As Americans, we ought to be thankful for the freedoms we enjoy. The freedom to worship, speak, gather, work, and live with responsibility before God and man. Many people have suffered and died to preserve those liberties. Independence Day should remind us to be grateful, not careless. But as wonderful as national freedom is, the Bible points us to a greater freedom. A person can live in a free country and still be in bondage spiritually. He may enjoy civil liberty and yet remain a slave to sin. Jesus said in John 8:34, "Everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin." That is a hard truth, but it is an honest one. Sin promises freedom, but it always enslaves. It binds the heart, darkens the mind, corrupts the desires, and separates man from God. The greatest bondage is not political, it is spiritual. The greatest chains are not always made of iron. They may be chains of guilt, pride, unbelief, lust, bitterness, fear, and self-righteousness. No law, government, army, or human philosophy can break those chains. Only Jesus Christ can. In John 8:36, Jesus said, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." That is true liberty. Christ does not merely improve a sinner, he delivers him. He does not simply educate the captive, he sets him free. The freedom Christ gives begins with salvation. Every person is a sinner before God. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one can save himself. Good works cannot erase sin. Baptism cannot wash away guilt. Church membership cannot purchase eternal life. Religious effort cannot make a soul right with God. But Jesus Christ came to do what sinners could never do for themselves. He died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. He paid the price of redemption with his own blood. Romans 6:23 says that the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That gift is received by faith, not earned by works. The sinner who turns to Christ and trusts him is forgiven, justified, and given everlasting life. That is freedom from the penalty of sin. But Christ also gives freedom from the power of sin. The saved person is no longer owned by the old master. Romans 6:14 says, "Sin shall not be master over you." The believer still battles the flesh, but he is not helpless. He belongs to Christ. The Holy Spirit works within him. The Word of God guides him. The Lord's church strengthens him. He has a new life, a new hope, and a new direction. This is why spiritual freedom is greater than national freedom. Political liberty can give a man room to live, worship, and speak, but only Christ can give him eternal life. Political liberty can protect the body from tyranny, but only Christ can rescue the soul from sin. Political liberty can be lost through neglect, but the freedom Christ gives is secured by his finished work. That does not mean earthly freedom is unimportant. It matters greatly. We should thank God for it, defend it wisely, and use it responsibly. But we must never confuse American liberty with salvation. Being an American does not make a person a Christian. Loving freedom does not redeem the soul. Honoring the flag does not prepare a person for heaven. Only Christ saves. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, let us remember both kinds of freedom. Let us thank God for the blessings of this nation. Let us honor those who sacrificed for our independence. Let us pray for our country, our leaders, our churches, and our families. But above all, let us proclaim the greater liberty found in Jesus Christ. Nations rise and fall, but Christ remains King. Earthly freedoms are precious, but eternal freedom is priceless. The Declaration of Independence reminds us that liberty is a gift from our Creator. The Bible tells us where the deepest liberty is found. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. That is freedom worth celebrating.